You're listening to the Small Business Talk podcast with Kathy Smith, episode 72.
Small Business Talk is a podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want a better way to run their businesses without spending years doing it the hard way. Small Business Talk is hosted by Kathy Smith, who has run the same marketing agency for more than 17 years and help hundreds of business owners achieve their marketing goals.
I'm so glad you can join us. Welcome to Small Business Talk. 2 weeks ago, we discussed when to post on social media, and lots of people really like this episode. So if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to episode 70 of Small Business Talk. But here's a bit of a recap to get you started. We talked about how many different experts have different opinions on when you should post. Mari Smith says 5 to 6 posts a week, including weekends. Neil Patel says every second day or daily if you have a bigger page. Brendan Brichard says 5 times a day. Louise Myers, she says 3 times a week. So as you can see, each expert has their own opinion, and these opinions are based on their experience and what they've seen. And you should base the frequency of your posting for your page on your experience as well. Use your data. So test and measure. See what the frequency on your page is and what works. If you're getting engagement on a post, and you can consistently keep up that amount of posting, then do it. If your engagement is dead on a certain day of the week, then stop posting on that day or try a different type of content or a different time on that day. So what should you be posting? What type of content should you be posting? So if you think about social media posting, it depends on a few things. Think about your audience, what type of business you have, and which social media platform you're actually posting onto. Remember to ask your audience, talk to your audience about what type of posts that they would like to see, and see what's working for your competitors or similar businesses in your geographical area. Another great resource is the Facebook Ads Library. See what people are putting money behind. If they continue to put money behind the same sort of things, it must be working for them. So have a look at that. And Google search is another great way to find ideas. So think about things like news. News is a wonderful area that you can post about, especially things in your business, your type of industry, or your geographical area. Now, I'm not suggesting that you steal other people's content, but use it for inspiration and to get ideas. You really do need to be thinking about having a social media plan. So there's lots of social media plans that you can get for free on the internet, lots of different types of spreadsheets. So just start by looking there and get a type of plan. Then plan out the types of content that you're going to use. So for example, you might be posting, say, 7 times a week, and you're a hairdresser or a beautician. So you could do things like frequently asked questions, before and after photos, tips, inspirational quotes, Friday funnies, ask a question, share a product or an article, Mindful Mondays, Wisdom Wednesdays. So there's lots of different things you could do. Now that could be one post per day, or it could be several over 3 or 4 days. And if you're comfortable, you could also do some personal stuff about yourself. Now I'm not meaning putting everything out there, and certainly not your dirty laundry, but you could talk about a hobby, or if you have a favourite cause that you like to donate time to or money, you might be talking about that. Or something that you just like to do, so it might be something like dog walking on the beach. If you have staff, you could have a staff member of the week or month. And another great one that gets lots of interaction is customers. So your favorite customer or customer of the week or month. You could also think about themes. So you could do a product of the month or week, or you could do a topic. So recently I was doing a training where there was a coach and he was talking about having a confidence theme. So for the whole month, he had articles and blog posts and things that he repurposed and posted on confidence. And when you've got that in your plan, it makes it so much easier because the worst thing to do is have to sit down at your computer or on your phone and not know what to do. It's like a blank page for a writer. Totally gives you writer's block. So another great thing is to have a folder where you can just drop ideas into. So if you are getting stuck for ideas, then you just go to that folder and you might not use that specific thing, but generally it will spark an idea. And then of course there's all the special days. So things like Christmas, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter, special holidays, end of this, start of that. And then there's also the other, a little bit more comical ones. So like Hug a Chair Day, Thank a Teacher Day, Happy Chocolate Day, World X Fill in the Blank Day. Or you could make your own special one. So I could have a Small Business Talk Day or a Catco Enterprises Day. So just be a little bit creative and see what you can think of. So what should you post? So like I said, if you get really stuck, go and have a look under Google search. So think about things like images. So when you search, you can change from your search to images. Have a look and see what you've got there. Or news, and really think about how you can incorporate those news items into your posting. So maybe you might have every Monday you put a recap of what's happened in your local area. So you're thinking about adding value. So you want to be the go-to company, the go-to business, the go-to person. So just think about how you can add value to your customers. And then you can, of course, discuss it as well, which makes it better. Because remember that social media is social and they do want you to have conversations. So the more that people get to know you, the more they trust you. And once you build that trust, the more likely they are to buy from you. So if you think about your attention span, the average person has an attention span less than a goldfish today, which is really pretty sad, but it's just the way it is. So when we're thinking about advertising, in the old days you would read the newspaper. So you would have the ad week in, week out in the newspaper. You would see it over and over and over. So now we've shortened that up with social media and digital. So we have to keep advertising to people. So whether that actually be paid advertising or whether that just be posts that's coming up in their newsfeed. So most people now need 20 to 30 touch points before they'll think about buying and they'll make a conscious decision to pick you. So that may be a combination of offline and online, but a lot of it is online. So remember to stay top of mind, you do need to be getting out there. So what should I post on social media? Well, I've given you quite a few different ideas there. But you really do need to test and measure your own things. You need to talk to your tribe, your audience, and see what works for them. So some days work better for some businesses than other businesses. So we used to do work for an Airbnb. Thursdays was an absolute goldmine day to post for them because people were doing the last minute, where am I going to stay? What am I going to do? And it might not have always been for that weekend. It might have been a couple of weekends' time. But it seemed to be Thursdays was the day that they thought about it. Mondays and Tuesdays were really bad because people weren't thinking about booking holidays or time away then. So it really does depend on your type of business. Sunday afternoons is generally quite a good time because people generally have a little bit more time. They might be relaxing with a family and playing on their phone. They might just be planning their week for next week. Brenda Burchard is a big one for saying plan your week. Never go to your desk on Monday morning not knowing what you're going to do for that week. So really think about planning then. So that can be great for when you're going to do your social media posting. So just test and measure and see what works for you. Some businesses work really well doing multiple posts a day. Other businesses, they might only want to do a few. So as long as you're adding value and you're giving different types of content, most times it will work. But have a look in your analytics or your insights of the social media platform that you're using and remember to check. The other thing, of course, is don't post the same content over every single platform because some of them like to do it differently. So Instagram likes lots of hashtags. Facebook, not so many. LinkedIn, a bit of both. You wouldn't put what you were going to put on Facebook on LinkedIn. So yes, you can have one killer piece of content like a great blog post that you can cut up and use over your different platforms, but just think about the way that you were doing it because different platforms are viewed, seen, and used differently. So just make sure that your content is different. But boil it down to your plan and remember, use the scheduling tools so you don't have to do it all yourself. And please, please, please don't do it all in one go to come out in one go. So if you're going to do it all in one go, which is great, batching is wonderful, make sure that you do actually use your scheduling tool so then it's drip fed over the week, the fortnight, or the month, however much content you've got. Okay, so I hope that was helpful. Would love to hear your feedback and your comments. And if you would like a particular topic that I could discuss on Small Business Talk, remember to hit me up on Facebook, the Small Business Talk podcast. And that's it for this week. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk podcast and head on over to smallbusinesstalk.com.au/downloads for all the show notes and links to this episode. Remember, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action and implement it. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Until then, take action. And SBT community, enjoy your journey.